fourth time, right?
Yeah, just until I know.
And that last Savior part, Rick, where I sing that last, I'm going to just hold that until we come back in. Don't we come back in? I will call it up. Okay.
Hang on a second.
We'll go.
Hang on one sec. I have to just make sure of something.
Are you doing the slides today?
When she hits that.
Okay. All right.
That's when we hit this. Yeah. So we're starting on the sixth. Yeah.
Miss Natalie.
Well, we switched to that.
And I will call across your name.
Give me one second.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay, just to keep it simple. For this, the fourth time, we'll stay on the fourth chord, starting on the fourth chord, right? And then as soon as she, after the fourth time, when she goes to the instrumental, we'll do the.
Where is it? Where's the song?
And then we stay on that
through
the end.
Correct. Yeah.
All right, so the last one, right here.
You want to do that whole thing again? Or you
just the fourth one.
Oh, okay.
Is this the next slide? Okay, we need to change it then. After the four times that you just had, it goes back into the ending. I will call upon your name. Yeah, just once, and then we hold it. What was the last slide you had up? Take that one out. Leave the four. Take the next one out. And take that out. Perfect. Thank you so much. All right, let's do the fourth one into this. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my good, y'all. Love that.
Love that. Love that.
Love that.
for these. It's so much better. Yes, because I can hear every single thing.
You were the one.
Come.
Come over here, too. I want you to see.
You talking to me?
Yeah, I'm
casual.
You hear that? Am I rushing a little bit? Sorry. Okay.
Praise the Lord. 1, 2. 1, 2.
Your love was greater. What could say?
gaze on your glory. Oh, you.
I feel like there's something missing.
To life again.
Instrumentally.
You have no rival. You have.
It sounded empty, yeah.
Yours is the glory.
This day we remember. We remember.
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody. How are you guys? We keep getting more and more people back, so it's awesome. Stand and sing with us this morning and praise the Lord.
The world, but it couldn't fill me. A man's empty praise and treasures that fade are never enough. Then you came along, you put me back together. You turn graves into gardens.
Hallelujah. Good morning, everybody. How are you doing today? Good. It's good to see you.
Chester.
Thank you, everybody who said that. You're catching on. You did a great job. You turned graves into gardens. You sound great today. We're very thankful for our musicians and singers, and they rehearse very hard to do a great job, and we appreciate you very much. I want to read Psalm 66 as I was praying this week, and whenever I pray, I always start out praying by worshiping the Lord. I always start out by giving Him praise, because the Bible says, Jesus said, this is how you pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. He started out with worship and with praise. And so I always start out when I pray, I always start out praying, Lord, Father, I want to worship you. Jesus, I worship you. I praise you, Lord. And I often will read one of the Psalms. And I read this Psalm this week, Psalm 66. And I just want to encourage you today. It says this. This is the Passion Bible. It says, everyone, everywhere, lift up your joyful shout to the Lord. Everyone, everywhere, lift up your joyful shout to God. Sing your songs tuned to His glory. Tell the world how wonderful He is, for He is the awe-inspiring God, great and glorious in power. We've never seen anything like Him. Mighty in miracles, you cause your enemies to tremble. No wonder they all surrender and bow before you. All the earth will bow down to worship. All the earth will sing your glories forever. Everyone will say, come and see the incredible things God has done. It'll take your breath away. He multiplies miracles for His people. He made a highway going right through the Red Sea. It says, praise God, all you peoples. Praise Him everywhere. And let everyone know that you love Him. Let everyone know that you love Him. There's no doubt about it. God holds our lives safely in his hands. He is the one who keeps us faithfully following Him. I'd encourage you today as we sing to let the world know that you love Him, to make His name glorious. That's one of the things that we do when we give God praise, is we're letting everybody know in heaven and earth that we worship the one and only true God, the God who multiplies miracles, the God who makes a highway in the Red Sea. There's no one like Him. Everyone everywhere shout joyful praise unto God. Give Him glory today. Give him praise today. Exalt His holy name today. So I want to encourage you as the singers and musicians lead us to, we thank God for their gift that they lead us, but they don't sing for us. You got to sing praise for yourself. And I want to encourage you to sing with us. Lift your voice, clap your hands, raise your hands, get excited in the presence of God. Amen. Lord, we come to worship You. We come to praise You. And we thank You, Lord, Your presence fills this place today in Jesus' name. Amen. He's the one who makes us brave. He's the one who gives us strength.
The greatness of Your renown. I have heard of the majesty and wonder of You, King of heaven in humility. I bow, and as Your love in wave after wave, it crashes against us. Champion of heaven, You made a way for all to enter in. us all into your grace. Oh, your grace. And as your love in wave after wave, it crashes over me, crashes over me. For you are for us, you are not. Church, you make me brave, you make me brave, you call me out beyond the shore into the waves, 'cause you make me brave, you make me brave, no fear can hinder now the promises you made.
You guys know this one, sing it along. Since we live in a beautiful place by the ocean, so appropriate.
Upon the waters, the great unknown.
will be my guide. Where feet may fail and fear surrounds me, you've never failed and you won't start now. So I will call upon your name and keep my eyes above the waves. When oceans rise, my soul will rest in your embrace, for I am yours and you are. Wherever you would call me, take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk across the waters. Sing it.
Hallelujah. Give the Lord some praise today. Come on, clap your hands. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. We thank you that no matter how deep the waters may be that we pass through, we thank you, Lord, that you are with us. You help us to walk upon those waters. You make a highway through the ocean, Lord. You make a road in the desert. You make a way where there seems to be no way. You are the way maker. You are the promise keeper. You are the miracle worker. You're the light in the darkness, Lord. We give you praise and worship today. We thank you, Lord, that you are with us. And we never have to be afraid. We never have to worry. We never have to be anxious, no matter what we face, because, Lord, you are Almighty God, and you're on our side. And if God is for us, then what can stand against us? Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Thank you, Lord, that you are the greater one. Amen, church. Before we sing our final song this morning, and let me just say, what a wonderful job the worship team is doing today.
Thank you.
Probably the best you ever done. They got something new for our worship team. We got them some in-ear monitors. It goes inside their ear so they can hear what they're singing. And not only that, it helps us to control the whole level of volume in the building. I don't know if you noticed, but it's today is the best it's ever been. In-ear monitors, baby. That's what that's called. We want to pray right now for anyone who needs prayer. I thank God that our God, I was reading in the Bible today and I was trying to find the scripture. It's in Psalms. But there's a scripture that says, our God is the only God who hears and answers prayer. Do you know that our God, he's the only living God. He's the only one that answers prayer. And Jesus said, my house will be called a house of prayer. And Jesus said, whatever things you desire when you pray, if you believe you receive them, you shall have them. He said in John 16, in that day you will ask me nothing, but whatever you ask the Father, he will give you. Whatever you ask in my name, he will give it to you, that your joy may be full. There's so many scriptures that talk about the power of prayer. The Bible says in Matthew 18, Jesus said, if any two of you will agree together about anything they ask, it will be done for them by our Father in heaven. There is power in prayer. How many of you know that there's power in prayer? How many of you know that prayer changes things? That our God is a miracle-working God. Jesus said the believer will lay hands on the sick and pray and they will be healed. He said the believer will cast out demons. He said that the same things I've done, you will do too. And so when we come to church, we come to God, we come to church with an expectancy to receive from the Lord. And right now we're going to have our prayer and our praise time. And if you need prayer this morning, please don't be shy. If you need prayer, whatever it may be, if you need healing in your body, our God is the healer. If you have a financial need, his name is Jehovah Jireh. He's the provider. Whatever you're facing, whatever difficulty, I want you to know that the Lord wants to help you. And all you got to do is call on him. All you got to do is ask him. You know, the Bible says we don't have what we want or what we need because we don't ask God. Very often, the reason why we don't have our needs supplied is simply because we've never asked God. He wants you to ask him. So I'm going to ask Tom and my wife to help me and pray for people. And if you need prayer, I want you to come right now. I believe God is going to meet every single need in this place in Jesus' name. And I want to just, can I pray for those watching, or you have something to say?
I just want to say that I have a sense that there's somebody that's walked in here and you've got a stomach issue. There's a condition, kind of feel it to the side of my stomach that it's caused great concern to you. And I feel like the Lord is pointing that out. And whenever he does that, it's because he wants to heal you right where you are. So if there's somebody that has a real stomach issue, so anybody that's...
Just raise your hand if that's you.
Just raise your hand. I know sometimes people don't raise their
hands. The Lord wants to heal you today. That's why he's revealing that.
But you're going to see, I remember Barbara McBride was in the service and she'd suffered with...
depression.
Digestion issue. And the Lord prompted me to say that. And I don't even think she came out of her seat, but she had suffered with that for 20 years and was completely healed right where she was.
Just standing right there.
Yeah, there's somebody else that's got an ache running up your bone in your thigh, and it's causing you concern because it feels like something more than a bruise. It's like a deep ache in your leg. And if that's you, the Lord wants to heal you. Just come forward and we're going to pray. If that's you that's watching online, we're going to stretch our hands. We're going to believe God. And we're going to speak the life of God into those situations. Amen. Amen.
And you know, what's happening is my wife, Jill, often this is something, a gift that operates in her life, where the Lord will reveal to her people that have physical ailments, and the reason He shows her that is because He wants to heal you. In fact, it's already done.
Yeah.
It's already done. You just got to receive it this morning.
Leslie said it's her leg. It's you. Still
bothering me. Amen. Yeah. Well, let's pray. Pray for Leslie. I want to pray. Anyone who's watching this this live stream today, wherever you may be, we've got people watching from all over the world. We're going to pray right now. I want you to know that there is no distance in prayer.
Right.
The Lord is right there with you right now. And we're going to agree together. Father, I pray for every person that is watching this today, whatever their need may be. Father, I pray right now you'd meet every need. Lord, let your healing power flow through their body. I command sicknesses to go and pain to go. I command you to be healed in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you to supply every financial need, whatever the need may be. You're the God who meets all our needs. I ask you to supply supernaturally. I ask you to make a way where there seems to be no way. I ask you to protect people right now, deliver people right now. Lord, lead and guide people right now. Open doors supernaturally in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you that you are a miracle-working God. And I pray, Lord, that you would demonstrate your mighty power and do miracles right now. Whatever it is you need, Father, I pray that you'd meet every need. In the name of Jesus, we lift up and pray for this nation. Father, we pray for revival across this nation. We pray for healing across this nation. We stand against this virus in the name of Jesus. We curse you. And Lord, we thank you that you will take what the enemy meant for our harm and you'll turn it around for our good, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we lift up and pray for every political leader that they would have wisdom, that you would guide them, Lord. Father. They would have godly wisdom in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you all the praise for everything that is said and everything that is done. If you agree with that, shout out a big amen.
Amen.
If you need prayer, I want you to come right now. We're going to pray.
I was reminded when Jesus, come on out if you need prayer, but I was reminded when they lowered the man down through the roof and he was healed. It said the power of the Lord was present to heal.
Yes.
And you know, I really sense that today. The power of the Lord is present to heal.
Yes.
But it takes a touch of faith. It takes a step of faith. Because, you know, sometimes people sit around waiting for God to do something. But you have to act in faith by saying, I step out to receive. Lord, I take whatever it is you have for me. Amen. Amen. So come on if you need prayer.
I wanted to say, listen, I want to pray for Carol Butoff. Can we pray for Carol Butoff?
Let's do it.
Precious right member of our church, been with us from day one.
Yeah.
And she's been home for about 4 or 5 weeks now with a fever. And it's not, she's been tested. It's not the virus, but they don't know what it is. But can we pray and agree right now? With Carol, right Carol, now. We're praying for you right now.
Yeah.
Lord, I thank you that you are Carol's healer.
Yes,
Lord,
you
let your healing power flow through Carol's body. In the name of Jesus, I command this fever to go. I command this sickness to go from Carol. Lord, thank you for healing her right now. Thank you for restoring Carol's health. Thank you for raising her up. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. Thank you, Lord. You fulfill the number of her days in the name of Jesus. If you agree, say amen. We're going to sing our final song. Janine's going to lead us. It's called What a Beautiful Name. How many of you know there's no name like the name of Jesus? Oh, the Bible says he's been given a name that is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will declare that he is Lord. Sing with us today. Let's worship the Lord. Let's worship the name of Jesus today.
One with God, the Lord Most High, your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you are Christ. What a beautiful name it is, what a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus.
Your courage. We remember your sacrifice. We remember your life. We remember what it cost you to pledge your allegiance to your country. Because of you, we can walk in liberty. Because of you, we can sleep in peace. Because of you, the flag is still there. Because of you, this is the land of the free. Because of you, this is the home of the brave. To the families and friends of the heroes we've lost, we salute you.
Praise God. Praise God. You know, for us, many of us, Memorial, we hear Memorial Day weekend, and all you think of is a day off, and a long weekend, and that's wonderful, but we have to remember the price that was paid and the pain that people feel on a day like this. Children and wives and husbands and parents for all their lives will think of their children, their family on days like this. So, Father, we thank you for each and every one serving in our military or that have served through the years. Father, we thank you for the lives that have been sacrificed, and we pray for each and every family member today. We pray, Father, that they would know you. They would know your comfort. You said you are the comfort, and we pray for them today. And we thank you, Father, for people that are willing to give their life for others. Thank you, Lord. Greater love has no man that he lays down his life, right? Well, welcome to Ascend Church. So good to see you this morning. That was a beautiful time of worship, right? You know, that's what brings you into the presence of God. You know, that's the entrance. Like Pastor Steve said, when Jesus said, when you pray, pray like this: Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. When you enter God's presence and you enter it with worship and praise, and there, that's when you begin to sense his presence. Amen. So welcome to church. Won't you just turn and elbow somebody or wave to them? Good morning. Good morning. How is everyone? Doing good? Had a good week? We had a kind of fun week. We had two weddings. Can you believe it? In 1 week? I think everybody that's had their delayed weddings and all kinds of disruption to their plans, they just were like, this is it. We're doing it. So we had a wedding. We had Conception and Eduardo got married on a Thursday, and on Friday, Pastor Steve's mom, Maureen, and Ron got married, and we had a lot of fun here. So that was, it's always a great celebration, you know. So, but we're so glad that you've joined us today. So thankful that we have the technology for people to watch all around the world and to watch live and to watch after the fact, which is often the way that it's done. We have so many views online that that's growing. So that's a benefit that's come out of all of this going on. People have become more accustomed to watching online, but nothing beats being in church for real, right? That's my opinion. And I know there's many opinions right now, and we understand when you feel comfortable, then that's great. But go ahead and watch online. Thankful for you. And we want to welcome anyone who's visiting for the first time. The strange thing is that every week that we've had church throughout this whole lockdown, we've had visitors every single week, and we so appreciate that. So if you're here for the first time, we just want to honor you. We want to give you a visitor pack right where you're sitting. So if you're here for the first time, would you just wave your hand that we could pass a bag to you? God bless you. Just keep it up until an usher sees you. Come on, make it sound like you like having visitors in our church. Thank you. If you didn't get it, just wave your hand. They'll see you. In that bag's a couple of things. We put a teaching CD from Pastor Steve in there. Hopefully you still have access to a CD player. But it's a very faith-building, encouraging message that we hope will bless you. Thanks, Rox Roy. And also, there's a white card that says guest. If you would just take a moment and fill that out, that gives the pastor an opportunity to call you. Just find out how you enjoyed the service. Do you need prayers? Anything we can do for you? So thank you for filling that out. And at the end of the service, we pass an offering bucket by. You could just drop that card in, and that enables us to just stay in touch. So thank you for doing that. I just want to say to those that are watching online, we're so thankful, as I said, for the technology. We do it a number of different ways. We have a live streaming on ascendchurchus.us. That is our website. We have a mobile app, and we go on Facebook Live. So, and YouTube. And I prefer YouTube. YouTube's, you just subscribe to it. YouTube is far more reliable. You know, Facebook have their own little censorship board going on. And so do YouTube. But YouTube I like, so that's another way you can watch. Those that are watching from other countries, you can do that. I just want to say right here that we appreciate those that give online. I mean, we have people that tithe and give when they're not even here. And giving through that technology is really simple. If you're on the website or on the app, there's just a simple give button. If you're on Facebook, we'll put a link. You can just go ahead and give. And we appreciate you doing that. So thanks. Thanks a lot. And come on up. I'll just remind you of the four purposes of our church. First is we want you to know God. Second of all, we want you to find freedom. Third of all, we want you to discover your purpose. And lastly, we want you to make a difference with your life. Amen. And Pastor Steve is going to preach a good message to us. He tested out on me and I approved. Right?
Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. My wife does a wonderful job, doesn't she? Sunday after Sunday after Sunday. Give her a round of applause. Does a great job. Good to see you. Praise the Lord. Did you have a good week this week? Well, I'm believing that this week coming is going to be better than last week. Amen. I believe the best is yet to come. I want to just mention really quick that we're going to be having baby dedication on Sunday, June 14th. So that's about 3 weeks from now. And if you would like to have your baby dedicated, please will you contact us, call the office, or talk to us today. I'm usually the last one here. I'll be in the lobby after the service. Come to me if you want to be included in the baby dedication. You know, there's nowhere in the Bible where they ever baptized babies or children. Nowhere in the scripture. What they did do is they brought children to Jesus. And the Bible says that Jesus laid his hands upon them and he blessed them. And so what we do is we dedicate our children to the Lord. There's no biblical purpose in baptizing a baby, because baptism is something that you choose. Once you have accepted Jesus into your life, the Bible says repent and then be baptized. So baptism is something that you do once you've accepted the Lord. Now, I've baptized children 6-7 years old who've come to me and said, I want to get baptized. And they've accepted the Lord and they want to get baptized. And I've got no problem with that. But babies, there's no purpose. It's a religious practice. So we dedicate our children. And if you'd like to be a part of that, I believe it's a very important thing to do. And that is going to be on June 14th. Then next Sunday, we have a very special guest, very dear friend of ours, Prophet Ed Trout, is going to be here next Sunday. And he's going to be speaking in the morning at 10 a.m. And then we're having a special 6 p.m. service next Sunday night. Now, if you've never, how many of you have seen and heard Prophet Ed Trout? Wave your hand at me if you have. Okay. How many of you have never heard Prophet Ed Trout minister? Wave your hand. All right, just a few. Well, I've known Ed Trout for at least 25 years. He's South African. He lives in San Antonio, Texas, and he has an amazing ministry. He's a prophet. And what that means is God uses him in an amazing way. He prophesies over people with such accuracy and with such detail. In fact, the last time he was here, you went to lunch with Ed. Barry and Annette went to lunch. Just Barry, because you weren't here that weekend. Barry, he was on his own, and I said, I want Barry to go to lunch with Ed Trout. And at lunch, it prophesied over him, and somebody recorded it, and it's just amazing. If you weren't here when I preached on the blessing, if you go on our mobile app or YouTube and watch the sermon, the blessing, in that, at the end of that is Barry's testimony of what Ed prophesied over him just in February, and how that is already being fulfilled. I mean, it is incredible how God uses Ed Trout. So I would really encourage you to be here next Sunday and to bring somebody next Sunday. We're going to have two powerful services next Sunday with Prophet Ed Trout. Can you say amen, somebody? Are you ready for God's word today? Remember, please, if you're watching this online on Facebook, please share it on Facebook. The more people share it, the more people see it. So be bold. Maybe you couldn't be here today, and maybe you couldn't bring someone with you to church, but you know what? You can take someone to church by simply sharing on your Facebook page so your friends can see. You never know how God will use that. Amen. So share it, our live stream on Facebook, and check in if you're here today, and we are going to get right into the Word of God. Don't stop playing. Father, we thank you today, Lord, that you're so good. We thank you, Lord, for your Word. Your Word is what gives us wisdom. Your Word is a light to our path and a lamp to our path, a light to our feet, Lord. We thank you that you bring direction today, that you bring wisdom today. Thank you, Lord, that faith rises up big in our hearts today, that all doubt, all fear, all unbelief is removed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for giving us revelation today and speaking to our hearts. And I give you all the praise for everything that will be said and done in Jesus' name. If you agree, say amen. Why don't you give the worship team a big round of applause one more time? They did a great job today, really. I would say it was the best so far. This team, you're getting better and better and better. It was really good. So today, I want to speak to you about bounce back power. Bounce back power. Say, I got bounce back power. The Bible says in Proverbs 24, verse 16... it says, for a righteous man may fall seven times and rise again. A righteous person may fall down seven times, but they'll rise again. And the Passion Bible says it like this. It says, for lovers of God may suffer adversity and stumble seven times, but they will continue to rise over and over again. Those who are righteous and love God and serve God, they may stumble, they may have adversity, they may fall, but the Bible says they keep on rising over and over and over and over again. Let me tell you, life is full of things that try and push us down. Every one of us face disappointments. Every one of us face setbacks. Maybe you got bad news regarding your health. Maybe a relationship didn't work out, or you suffered a financial setback. It's easy to get discouraged and lose our enthusiasm when something like that happens. And too often we just, you know, settle where we are. But I want to encourage you today, if you're going to see God's best in your life, you've got to have this bounce back kind of mentality. It means when you get knocked down, you don't stay down, you get back up again. Can you say amen, somebody? I've been knocked down, but I got back up again. When disappointments come, when things don't go your way, you know, it's easy to have a pity party and think how unfair life is, but let me tell you, you got to shake it off and know what was meant for your harm, God is going to use for your good. God can turn a curse into a blessing for you. Do you know the Bible says that in Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 5? It says, nevertheless, the Lord your God would not listen to Balaam, but the Lord your God turned the curse into a blessing for you, because the Lord your God loves you. God can turn a curse into a blessing. You see, when you're a bounce back person, you know every adversity and every setback, it's not permanent, it's just temporary. You know the scripture says in Romans 8:28, we know God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. Say, I know. Say it like you mean it. I know that God causes everything to work for my good. In Psalm 30, verse 5, it says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. See, we don't sit around complaining how bad it is. We know our God is a God of restoration. And we know God promised to pay us back double for any trouble that we may experience. That's exactly what happened with Job. In Job 42, verse 10, it says, the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friends. Indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. God gave him twice as much. You see, Instead of being discouraged by the difficulty, you are encouraged by it when you have this bounce back mentality, because you know that you're going to get double for your trouble. You know you're going to come out of this better than what you were before. That's what the Bible says, Psalm 66, verse 12. We pass through the fire, we pass through the flood, yet in the end, you always bring us out better than we were before, saturated with your goodness. Saying, no matter what I go through, God always brings me out better than before. See, I believe I'm looking at bounce back people today. I said, I believe I'm looking at bounce back people today. You got the seed of Almighty God on the inside of you. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives on the inside of you. In fact, in Romans 8 verse 11, it says the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. And just as God raised Christ Jesus from the dead, He will give life to your mortal body by the same Spirit living in you. Let me tell you, the devil thought that he had Jesus defeated when Jesus was crucified and He was buried in the grave. But the Bible says that if the devil knew, if the demons knew what was going to happen, they would have never crucified the Lord of glory, because it wasn't over. The Holy Spirit raised Jesus from the dead. He came back, and the Bible says the same Spirit that raised Christ lives on the inside of us. That means no matter how many times I fall, He raises me back up again. I got bounce back power on the inside of me. Amen? In your blood is the DNA of a winner and an overcomer. The Bible says in Romans 8 verse 37, yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Say, I am more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. The New Living Bible says, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ Jesus who loved us. And the Passion Bible says, even in the midst of all these things, we triumph over them all, for God has made us to be more than conquerors. Even in the midst of all these things, we triumph over them all. Let me tell you, there is no challenge too difficult for you. There is no obstacle too high for you to overcome. There is no disappointment. There is no person. There is no economy. There is no setback that can keep you from your God-given destiny. The same power that raised Christ from the dead lives on the inside of you. Amen. The enemy might have done his best, but let me tell you, his best will never be enough. If you stay in faith and if you trust God, I want to tell you, what was meant to stop you will not be a stumbling block. Rather, it will be a stepping stone to take you to a higher level in your life. It is just amazing how God can do that. Only God can do that. He can take what should have destroyed you and turn it around and promote you. I want you to get your hopes up today. Sometimes people will tell you, don't get your hopes up. Oh, if I was you, I wouldn't get my hopes up. Don't get your hopes up. Don't get carried away. I always say, man, get your hopes up and get carried away. Get your hopes up and get carried away. You are not average. You are not ordinary. You are a child of the Most High God. And life might have dealt you a tough blow. Maybe at times it feels like the wind's been knocked out of your sails. But let me tell you the good news. The good news is that Almighty God put a bounce back in your spirit. That's why when you're tempted to give up on your dream and just settle, something on the inside of you tells you. Something on the inside of you says, no, this isn't who I am. I was created to live in victory. I was created to overcome and rise above these problems. Why is that? Because it's in your DNA. You have the blood of a winner. When times are tough, you just can't sit back and feel sorry for yourself. You've got to dig your heels in. You've got to have this attitude, this bounce back attitude. I might have been knocked down, but I haven't been knocked out. That setback was just a setup for a greater comeback. It's just a matter of time before I come back stronger, healthier, and better than what I was before. Amen? Psalm 92, verse 12. It says, the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. And the Passion Bible says it like this. Look how you've made all your lovers to flourish like palm trees, each one growing in victory, standing with strength. Now, the Bible says the righteous will flourish like a palm tree. First of all, who's that talking about? Who are the righteous? Who's the righteous? The scripture says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 in verse 21, God made the only one who did not sin to become sin for us, so that we who do not know the righteousness might become the righteousness of God through our union with Him. The Bible says Jesus, who never sinned, He became sin with our sin so that we could become the righteousness of who? Of God. Say this, say, I have been made the righteousness of God. Not because of anything I did. Say it, not because of anything I did, because of what Jesus did for me. So when the Bible talks about the righteous will flourish like a palm tree, that's talking about you. That's talking about the born-again believer. All those who have received Jesus in their life have been cleansed of their sin. They've been born again and they've been made the righteousness of God. You have right standing with God. You can boldly come before God and say, Father, and He says, yes, my child. Now, it's interesting to me that God compares the righteous to a palm tree. And the reason that God does that is because palm trees have a bounce back built into them. You know, I've been through several hurricanes here in Florida. Anyone been through any hurricanes? Yeah, I've been through a few hurricanes. And during hurricanes, I've noticed even huge oak trees blown over. We had a big pine tree in our backyard. I mean, it was at least 60 feet tall, I would say. And we had one of the hurricanes, and that pine tree came down, fell right onto our fence. You know, you can see these pine trees, they look as sturdy as can be, but no match for the winds. It just blew over and fell right onto our fence. But you know, there was one kind of tree that didn't get blown over during the hurricane. You know what that was? Our palm trees. You know why? Because God designed a palm tree to be able to withstand a hurricane. Unlike most trees, it's able to bend so it doesn't break. In fact, some palm trees can bend all the way over, like 90 degrees. Now, you got that video I sent you of those palm trees blowing? Just play that for me. This is palm trees blowing in one of the hurricanes. What is it? Hurricane Wilma. Just a few seconds, I'll show
Hurricane
you.
Hurricane Wilma. Has strengthened back to a category 3.
Move it forward a little bit. I want to see the palm trees. There you go. That's what I'm talking about. A familiar sight, right? Pray I never see it again. How about you? There's the palm trees, man, blowing in the wind. But let me tell you come back the next day, they'll be right like they normally are. Look at that one. Look at that palm tree. So now, thank you so much. During a hurricane, palm trees may bend over for 4-5 hours, but when the wind stops, they come right back to where they were before. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Why? God put a bounce back in the palm tree. It may get pushed over, but it's just temporary. It's just a matter of time before it rises back up again. Amen? Let me tell you, during that storm, palm tree isn't worried. A palm tree stays in peace. He sees other trees falling down left and right, but he knows who he is. He knows that Almighty God put a bounce back in his DNA. A palm tree knows that. And let me tell you, studies show that during a hurricane, when a palm tree is stretched and bent by the wind, its root system is actually strengthened and actually grows. And actually, a palm tree comes back stronger after a storm than when it was before. Did you know that? That's what God says will happen to us if we just stay in faith. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. You may bend, but you ain't going to break. You're coming back stronger than what you were before. Amen. You know, God could have said, you're going to flourish like an oak tree. You're going to be big and sturdy and have great branches. God could have said, you're going to flourish like a palm tree and you're going to be tall and impressive and be seen for miles. But the reason God said you'll flourish like a palm tree is God knew that we would have some difficult times. We'd face some storms in our life. There would be some things that would come against us and some storms that would try and knock us down, try and steal our joy, try and steal our victory. So God said you'd be like a palm tree because he put a bounce back in your spirit. Let me tell you, you have a bounce back in your spirit. No matter what comes against you, you come back stronger than what you were before. Amen. The storms of life will come. The winds will blow. At times it may look like it's over. Maybe we got a bad report about our health, or maybe we didn't get that promotion we wanted. It looks like one of our dreams has died. But just like the palm tree, when the storm is over, you're not going to stay down. You're going to come right back up again. The Bible says no weapon formed against you can ever prosper. A godly person may fall 7 times, but God raises them back up again. Amen. The winds may be blowing today in your life. Maybe business is slow, or maybe you're facing a health issue, or maybe you have a child that's not making the right decisions, but the attitude you should have is it's just a matter of time before this thing turns around. The sickness may have me down, but I'm not staying down. God is restoring health to me. Amen. This disappointment may look like it's the end, but I know when one door closes, God always opens up another door. And times may be tough. The storm may be raging, but I'm not worried. I'm not upset. I know I am the righteous. And I know that as I'm doing my best to please God, that just like that palm tree, when the storm's over, I'm not going to be laying down. I'm not going to be defeated. I'm not going to be depressed. I'm going to come out of this stronger, healthier, increased, promoted, better than ever before in the name of Jesus. Do you believe that today? Come on, put your hands together and let God know that's what you believe in. You got to bounce back in your spirit. Now, if you'll just stay in agreement with God, no matter how hard the winds may blow, they cannot uproot you. They cannot break you. They cannot topple you. When everything's said and done, you'll be able to say, like Elton John sang, I'm still standing. Hey, 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 I'm still standing. Yeah, 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 I'm still standing. You don't know that song. You don't know the Elton John song, I'm still standing? Not the way I'm singing it. Well, it's a great song, man. I'm still standing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's how it goes. I'm still standing. I came right back up. I went through a divorce. Someone walked out on me. I didn't think I'd ever be happy again, but look at me now. I'm happier than ever before. Amen. Maybe you've been through a setback. Maybe you've been through a disappointment. Maybe someone cheated you in a business deal. Maybe you were laid off on your job. Maybe a relationship didn't work out. But you should be down. You should be defeated. You should be washed up. But look at you. You're like the Energizer Bunny. You just keep on going. You just keep on standing. You may bend, but you're not going to break. You got bounce back power inside of you. Put there by the Creator. And when the storms come, when life gets difficult. Let me tell you, if you're struggling in a relationship or struggling in your finances or struggling in your health, you got to realize that storm is not permanent. Don't accept it. This is the way it's always going to be. I refuse to accept this is the new normal. Don't say that around me. This is the new normal. No way. You may be a little bent right now because of the strong winds, but let me tell you, it's not permanent. Those winds, that storm, that trouble, that sickness is not going to last forever. It's just a season when the winds stop blowing, and it will pass, and you will rise up again in the name of Jesus. You'll look back and say, look how good and faithful the Lord has been to me. Why? Because I got a bounce back power inside of me in the name of Jesus. Amen. You got to realize in life there will be disappointments, there will be setbacks. But we're not like the oak tree. I remember I preached this message 8 years ago when I was going through a really tough time in my life. I preached this message for my own benefit. And I can stand here and tell you, man, I bounced back stronger than ever before. Our church, we ended up with a better building than we ever had before. Praise God. We're not like an oak tree that can be toppled. We're not like a pine tree that can be blown down. We are like the palm tree. We may get bent, but when it's over, we rise up stronger than ever before. It's in our DNA. It's who God made us to be. Amen. Jeremiah said it like this in chapter 5, verse 22. Jeremiah said, "Do you not fear me, says the Lord? Will you not tremble at my presence, who has placed the sand as the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree that it cannot pass beyond it? And though its waves toss to and fro, yet they cannot prevail. Though they roar, they cannot pass over it." Now, God, the Bible says God has put a decree in every grain of sand that says the sand will keep the oceans as in its boundaries. The sand has got the DNA to contain the ocean. Now that doesn't make any sense in the natural, because sand is nothing compared to the ocean as far as strength goes. But God has put a decree in that sand. That ocean is massive, it's powerful. Yet because of the DNA God put in this little sand, it can keep the oceans in its boundaries. I mean, I can imagine a conversation between the sand and the ocean. And the ocean says to the sand, "Little sand, do you really think you can contain me? I'm billions of times more powerful than you. There's no way you can keep me in my boundaries." The sand replies, "Listen, Mr. Ocean, it doesn't matter how big or how small I am. All that matters is Almighty God put a decree in me, in my DNA. I got the ability to hold you back." Amen. That makes the ocean mad, and he starts churning, and a big storm comes, and he rushes past the sand, way beyond his normal boundaries, and the ocean laughs and says, "I told you, sand, you cannot contain me." The little sand doesn't get upset. He doesn't worry. He doesn't say, "Oh, God, I thought you put the promise in me." No, every grain of sand, like a choir, begins to chant in unison, "You got to go back. You 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 got to go back." And sure enough, as soon as the storm is over and the wind stops blowing, the ocean goes back to its normal boundaries, not because the sand is bigger, not because the sand is more powerful, but because God put a decree in the sand. And in the same way, God has put a decree inside of you, dear family, when you were born again, in your DNA, it says you are blessed, you are prosperous, you are healthy, you are strong, you are an overcomer, you are more than a conqueror. Your DNA says in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, "Thanks be to God who always causes us to triumph." That's who God says I am. He always causes me to triumph. 1 John 4, verse 4, "You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he that is in the world. He that is in me is greater than he that is coming against me." The Contemporary Bible says, "Children, you belong to God, and you have defeated these enemies. God's Spirit in you is more powerful than the one that is in the world." Say, "God's Spirit in me is more powerful than any spirit that would come against me." You see, if you'll get in agreement with God in your thoughts and in your words and in your attitudes and in your actions, then the DNA that is on the inside of you will override anything that is on the outside of you. Like that little sand, you may feel overwhelmed when life deals you a tough blow, but your attitude should be, "You got to go back. You got to go back. Maybe the doctor told you, you better learn to live with this illness. There's nothing I can do." You need to tell it every day, "You got to go back. My DNA says I'm well. My DNA says I'm healed. With long life, he satisfies me. By the stripes of Jesus, I have been healed. My God restores health to me." You got to go back. Maybe when the economy went down, you lost a lot. Don't say, "I'm never going to recover. I'm never going to get back." You got to say, "You got to go back. My DNA says I'm blessed. It says I'm prosperous. I'm a tither. God is opening the windows of heaven above me. Blessings are chasing after me." Amen. Maybe your child is not doing what is right. Don't say, I don't know what to do. The more I pray, the worse they get. They're causing me so much heartache. I don't know what to do. No, instead of being depressed and speaking about the problem, you must speak to the problem and tell it, it's got to go back. You got to go back. God, you said my children would be mighty in the land. You said the seed of the righteous are blessed. You said as for you in your house, you will be saved in the name of Jesus. That's in my DNA. So I'm not going to be moved by what I see. I'm not going to be moved by what I don't see. I choose to believe the promises that you have made and put inside of me, that they will override any negative circumstances on the outside. Can you say amen? Let me tell you, don't talk about your problems. Talk to your problems. Tell them to go back. That's what Jesus said. Jesus said in Mark 11, verse 23, assuredly I say to you, whoever, say whoever. That means me, right? That means you, whoever. Whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and doesn't doubt in his heart, but believes that the things that he says will come to pass, will be done, he will have whatever he says. Now, I hear people often, they talk about their problem. But Jesus said, you've got to talk to that mountain. Right. I hear people say things like this. My arthritis is really acting up. Number one, it's not your arthritis. Jesus took your arthritis. Right. That's not, stop saying my arthritis. It ain't your arthritis. Secondly, don't talk about it. Talk to it. You got to say, arthritis, you're not welcome in my body. My body is a temple of the Most High God. By the stripes of Jesus, I have been healed. You got to go, because health and healing is the only thing I allow in this body in the name of Jesus. Are you with me? I heard someone say, well, Pastor Steve, I struggled with depression for years. I had this addiction for years. Listen, start talking to it. Say, listen here, alcohol, nicotine, drugs, you controlled me long enough. This is a new day. You got to go back. Whom the sun sets free is free indeed. I've been delivered from the power of darkness. I've been translated into the kingdom of the Son of God. I'm drawing a line in the sand. I know whom the sun sets free is free indeed. In my DNA is health and freedom and wholeness and victory. Amen. You see, if you get in agreement with what God says, then anything that's trying to hold you back is only temporary. It didn't come to stay. It came to pass. Amen. That means that sickness got to go back. Poverty and lack has got to go back. Depression, discouragement got to go back. It's not in your DNA. In your DNA, there's courage, there's confidence, there's favor, there's health, there's wholeness, there's victory. An abundant life is down in your DNA. It's who God made you to be. You got to make a decision that anything to the contrary is not allowed to stay. It's only temporary. It's got to go back. Too often, we don't have the resolve that we should have because we get overwhelmed and we get discouraged and then we give up. But let me tell you, you got to be a fighter. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 6:12, fight the good fight of faith. There is a fight to stay in faith. Because the enemy is trying to discourage you. You got to dig your heels in. And every day, you got to announce to the enemy, this sickness is not welcome in my body. It goes against the DNA God put inside me. It's a trespasser. As a child of the Most High God, I have the authority to say, cancer, you got to go back. You're not going to defeat me in the name of Jesus. You're not going to steal my joy. You're not going to take one day of my divine destiny. Every morning, you got to declare, Father, I thank you that health and healing is flowing through my body. Sickness cannot live in me in the name of Jesus. Remember, you like the palm tree. That disease is only for a season. Yeah, the wind is blowing, but it can't break you. It can't topple you. It can only bend you. The good news is you're going to bounce right back up because that's the spirit God put inside you. In Isaiah 59, verse 19, the Bible says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Now, in that scripture, if you read it, can you go back to what you had before, the first one? Because it says, if you read it in most Bibles, it says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, comma, it makes it look like the enemy is the flood. And then it says, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Let me say this to you. When the Bible was translated from Hebrew into English. The Old Testament was written in Hebrew, translated to English. New Testament written in Greek, translated to English. When the Bible was written, it wasn't written with chapter and verse. It wasn't written with any chapters, verses, any punctuation, any commas. It was just one long sentence, each book. So the translators translated to English, put it in chapters and verses for easy reference, and added the punctuation. So the punctuation has been added at the discretion of the translator. This is how I believe this should be. I believe the comma is in the wrong place. I believe it should say, when the enemy comes in, comma, like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. The flood, the emphasis on the flood is on God's power, not on the enemy's power. In fact, the Passion Bible says that. It says he will break in as a flooding, rushing river. Let me tell you, when the enemy comes against you and you feel overwhelmed, when the hurricane hits, when the stock market dips, what does God do? The Bible says he doesn't say, oh, too bad. You should have made better decisions. No, when the enemy comes against us like a flood, God raises up a barrier against the enemy. God doesn't just sit back and let us fight our battles on our own. No, that's when God steps in and begins to turn things in our favor, fights our battles for us. Amen. Just like a human parent. How many parents out here today? How many of you would defend your children? Let me tell you, a human parent defends their children. When someone or something is bothering or comes against their children, you don't even think twice about it. You just stop what you're doing and you go immediately to go and help them. Isn't that right? I remember one time we were flying on an airplane. We made many trips back from South Africa to the United States over the years, more than 60 trips. And we were traveling with the kids. We have four children. They're all grown now. We have seven grandchildren. But this is when they were younger. And we flew so frequently that we were able to use our miles and upgrade from economy class to business class. And I'm not going back. I'm teasing. So we were in business class, and the kids were all on the first row of economy, so we could see them. Well, I came back there, and this lady was going off at the kids. She was going off at them. Well, I mean, I'm as nice as can be. How many of you know how nice I am? I'm as nice as can be. I'm kind and friendly as can be with anybody, anything. But if someone messes with my kids, it's a whole different deal. And I came to their defense immediately. Lady, go back to your seat. Before I throw you out the plane, go back to your seat. Do you know that's how your Heavenly Father is about you? Yeah. Do you know when the enemy comes against you, when that sickness tries to attack your body, when somebody mistreats you, when you're doing the right thing, that the wrong thing is happening, God doesn't sit back and say, oh, too bad. God steps up to protect and fight for his children. He is our protector. He is our deliverer. He is our healer. He is our strength. He gives us victory. You got to know in the tough times, you're not alone. You got someone fighting for you. You got someone on your side. Almighty God has got your back. He's got a hedge of protection around you. He's got a bloodline the enemy cannot cross. Some of you, you need to get your fire back today. Nothing you've been through can keep you from your God-given destiny. You've bounced back before, and you're going to bounce back again in the name of Jesus. You're not a victim. You are a victor. You may be a little bent but because of the storm, but you're not broke. You're going to bounce back. I love the way David said it. David said in Psalm chapter 40, he stooped down and he lifted me out of the danger from the desolate pit of despair that I was in, out of the muddy mess that I'd fallen into. Now he lifted me up into a firm, secure place and steadied me while I'll walk along his ascending path. A new song for a new day rises up in me every time I think about how he breaks through for me. Ecstatic praise pours out of my mouth until everyone hears how God has set me free. Many will see his miracles and they'll stand in awe of God and they'll fall in love with him. That's what I pray for you, that you come out of this better than ever before, that people will stand in awe of what God has done in your life. Amen. Let me tell you, just like God lifted David out, God will lift you out. Where you are is not where you are staying. There are brighter days up ahead. There is favor, promotion, increase up ahead. But you got to do your part. You got to put that new song in your mouth. That means don't go around singing a country western song about how my wife left me, my dog left me, my truck broke down, you know, all the bad things. No, don't go talking about how bad your problems are, how bad it is. Have a song of victory. Give God praise in all things, no matter what. Give God praise. You got to know, I'm going to rise up. I'm bouncing back. God's fighting my battles for me. Amen. Here's another key. In the middle of your setback, in the middle of your setback, you need to start planning your comeback. In the middle of your adversity, in the middle of your tough time, you need to start making a list of who you're going to invite to your victory party. Maybe you had some financial setbacks. You need to start planning your coming out of debt party. It may not look like it in the natural, but we serve a supernatural God. Someone said, Pastor Steve, have you seen the stock market lately? Yeah, but have you seen our God? He's Jehovah Jireh. He's the Lord, our provider. It doesn't say the economy is our provider or the stock market is our provider or our job is our provider. No, God is our provider and God is our source. And the good news, family, is God is not having a down year. God is not up in heaven saying, I don't know what I'm going to do. I didn't see this virus coming. Oh, what am I going to do? Half the angels are sick in heaven. I don't know what I'm going to do. We're so in debt, we're going to have to go pawn the pearly gates down at the pawn store because I don't know what to do. How many of you know God's not having a down year? I'm happy to report the economy in heaven is doing great and God promised He'd supply all your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. Psalm 24 verse 7 says, lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. This is telling us if you want God to come in and fight your battles for you, what are you going to do? You got to lift your head. You got to get a vision of yourself rising higher. You can't stay focused on where you are, how it's never going to get any better, because your life will follow your vision. One thing they taught me when I was learning how to ski, don't look down. Because if you look down, that's where you're going. You got to look ahead. You got to look up. Let me tell you, family, you can't stay focused on where you are. You have to lift up your eyes. Because if you're looking down, focused on your problems, you're going to stay where you are. That's what God said to Abraham in Genesis chapter 13. The Lord said to Abraham, lift up your eyes now. Lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, west. God said you got to lift up your eyes. Don't look where you are. Look from where you are to the vision of where you want to be. For all the land you see, I will give you and your descendants forever. You see, you got to lift up your head from where you are. That means if you're sick, you got to start seeing yourself well. That means if you're struggling in your finances, you got to start seeing yourself with more than enough. You may have major obstacles, but you need to see yourself rising above them. If you will lift up your head, then the Lord, who is mighty in battle, will come in and He will fight for you. And let me tell you, when God shows up, every adversity is turned to victory. Every battlefield is turned to a blessing field. You are the righteous. You're going to flourish like a palm tree. You got bounce back in your DNA. God put it there. Amen. I love this scripture, Micah chapter 7, verse number 7. It says, as for me, I look to the Lord for help. I wait confidently for God to save me, and my God will certainly hear me. Do not gloat over me, my enemy, for though I fall, I will rise again. Though I fall, I will rise again. The Lord will take up my case and give me justice for all I've suffered from my enemies. The Lord will bring me into the light, and I will see His righteousness, and my enemies will see the Lord is on my side. The Message Bible says it like this, but me, I'm not giving up. I'm sticking around to see what God will do. I'm waiting for God to make things right for me. If you read the whole chapter, you'll see that Micah lists all the negative things that happened to him. But then he says, I will arise. I'm not giving up. I'm trusting God. He's going to turn things around. He's going to fight my battles. In the middle of his difficulty, he was speaking victory. He had this attitude of faith. He was expecting God to turn things around. Listen to me, family. If you're going to bounce back, you've got to have this attitude of faith. You have to speak victory as well. I will arise. I will arise. God is fighting my battle. I'm coming out of this better than ever before. The Lord always gives me the victory. He always calls me to triumph. I'm more than a conqueror. God is my provider. Let me tell you, you might have been knocked down. You might have been blown around. But God is saying, get ready. Get ready to rise. Get ready for breakthroughs. Get ready for favor. Get ready for healing. What the enemy meant for your harm, I'm turning it to your advantage. Amen, church? Amen. I want to close this morning by going back to Psalm 92. I want to show you something that is very interesting to me, because Psalm 92 verse 12 says, the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Look at the next verse, the very next verse. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. You know what that tells me? God connects flourishing like a palm tree, bouncing back from every adversity, he connects it to being planted in the house of the Lord. Now that is very significant, family. That's very significant. Because if you want to have this bounce back, you got to be planted in the house of the Lord. There's a big difference in attending church and being planted in God's house. Because when you planted, you committed. You ain't going nowhere. You don't leave no more. You are rooted. Like my palm trees in my yard, they are planted, man. Planted, planted. They ain't going nowhere. They've been there 20 years. You got to be planted in the house of God. And in Hebrews chapter 10, it says in verse 25, this is not the time to pull away and neglect meeting together, as some have formed the habit of doing, because we need each other. We need each other. In fact, we should come together even more frequently, eager to encourage and urge each other onward as we anticipate the day dawning. You know what? We need each other. Tell your neighbor, I need you. You need me. We need each other. Why? One of the reasons that we gather together is that we encourage one another. The gathering of God's people is essential for your well-being. The enemy's goal is to try and divide us. But the enemy's plan's going to backfire, because God put a bounce back in us. And I declare the church of Jesus is going to bounce back and be stronger and greater and bigger and have a greater influence than ever before. I declare a revival to sweep around the world in the name of Jesus, where the church is coming back stronger than ever before. Do you agree with that today? I want to declare it over you today. I want to declare this over to you today. You're going to bounce back. I declare in the name of Jesus, you're going to bounce back from every disappointment. You're going to bounce back from every sickness. You're going to bounce back from every relationship problem. You're going to bounce back from that financial difficulty. You're going to bounce back from depression. You're going to bounce back from the effects of a hurricane. That setup was simply, the setback was a setup for a greater comeback. You may be a little bent right now, but I declare, like the palm tree, it's just a matter of time before you come back stronger and healthier and increased and promoted and better than ever before in the name of Jesus. If you receive it today, give God praise. Say, amen. That's for me. I receive that today. I am a bounce back person. Say, I got bounce back power. And like that palm tree, I'm coming back stronger than ever before. Devil, you're going to regret that you ever mess with me. Because then the enemy comes against me like a flood. The Spirit of the Lord raises a standard against him. Amen, church. Did you get something out of this today? Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, I'm glad you were here today. I'm glad I was here today. We've got a few minutes. We'll be closing our service. We're not closing it yet. Praise the Lord. I don't know about you. How many believe in tithing? How many believe in giving? How many believe that God blesses the giver? Amen. Pastor Jill's going to encourage us. I'm going to come back, close in prayer, and we'll be closing the service.
Praise God. Preach me happy today. We have the opportunity to give into the kingdom of God, and I want to read two verses to you. You can take two more verses. We want to be encouraged. We give in as an act of faith, right? As an act of worship. And so just let me read to you from Proverbs 11. The Bible says in verse 24, there is one. Now, you think about this. The book of Proverbs is a book of wisdom. Pastor Steve was talking to somebody yesterday, and they were saying they love to read inspirational quotes and things that like strengthen them mentally and prepare them. Let me tell you, Proverbs will do that for you, and it'll put you on the right path. It says, there is one who generously scatters abroad and yet increases all the more. And there is the one who withholds what is justly due, but it results only in want and poverty. Interesting, right? Because sometimes you'd think it the other way around. If I keep putting out, I'm going to have less. But he says, no, that's not the way it works. There's one who scatters, but it comes back. Verse 25, the generous man is a source of blessing, and he shall be prosperous and enriched. And he who waters will himself be watered, reaping the generosity he has sown. I love that. You know, it says in, actually, let me just read it from the New Living Translation. Verse 24 says, give freely and become more wealthy, be stingy and lose everything. I love it when I can say that stuff, but I'm quoting somebody else because, you know, it's kind of strong. You know, if you're stingy, you can plan on losing stuff. Right? But if you're generous, you can be enriched. God cares about increasing you. That's what he said right from the Garden of Eden. He go forth and multiply, have dominion. God wants us to increase, but he gives us a principle and a plan. Just like that decree in the sand, there's a decree that when we are generous, that it brings prosperity. And it also, there's a decree that when we withhold what is due. Now, when we're in church and we're receiving the offering, you know, we talk about what's due to the Lord, the tithe. So when we withhold the tithe, which is the 10%, we read it all through the word. When we willingly just withhold that, the Bible says it doesn't actually bring us what we want, which we withhold it so that we have more. It actually brings us the opposite. It brings us less. It tends to poverty. Amen. And so today, I thank you for your generosity. I thank you for following the word of God, because that is when you see your life begin to increase in every area. Amen. So as you prepare to give, there are envelopes right there on the seats where you are. Those that are watching, as I said, on Facebook, there's a link to give. Those are watching on YouTube or on our app or on the website, you can go ahead and give. It's ascendchurch.us. Very simple. First time you give, it's a little one-time setup. And then after that, it's just straightforward. So thank you for your generosity. You're going to pray, my dear? Let's pray. Father, I thank you for every tither, yes. For every giver. Yes. I thank you, Father, for people that are yes. giving, that are stretching themselves to give. Yes. I thank you for sacrificial giving. Father, I thank you that people give and tithe in obedience, even when sometimes we don't see that we're going to make it. But Father, I thank you for your faithfulness. I thank you that we've seen it in the past, yes. and we'll see it again in the future, that you are true to your word and that your promises are yes and amen. And we choose to stand upon your word and trust you and not our money. And I thank you for the blessing of God that is attached to each giver today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. And can I just say this? I just think about Eva. Did I see you, Eva? She said, just stand up a second. Eva gave a testimony about how she was, and Eva's a single mom, and she was going to tithe, but if she tithed, she wasn't going to have enough to pay her rent, her mortgage. And so she went ahead and she tithed, and she said, I'm going to trust God. And then she said, and that, you know, that takes faith.
And I tell you what, I take my hat off. And you know, sympathy would say, hold on to it. You need it more than we do. But the Word of God says, come on, trust Him. And so she did that. And she said, unexpectedly, got a check come in the mail from a company she'd worked at way long before, right? Like $900 or something. I can't remember. But it was...
I think it was $1,800, wasn't it?
Yeah, $1,800. Big... unexpected. I mean, you know, does that really happen? Actually, it does. We just had a nice...
And how about it?
And then...
About it? What are you going to say?
No, I'm not going to say.
Oh, you just changed your mind, huh?
I'm going to tell all my business. And then she got a phone call with a new job offer. She was in a good job, and just another opportunity. Doors began to open for her. Let me tell you, God can be trusted.
Let me tell you this. She was working at a spa, and because of everything that's going on, the spa had closed. And so she started working part-time for another company, and they ended up offering her a full-time position that was better benefits than what she was doing at the spa.
Yeah.
She came out with a better job where they all the bills paid for.
Thank you, Jesus. I love it.
Me too.
He can be trusted.
Thank you, Eva, because God's Word works. Say, God's Word works. God's Word works. Thank you, ushers. You can go ahead. It's great to see some of our members back today. And we want you to know, those who are watching online, we miss you. I pray for you every day. I want you to know I'm praying for you every day. And we can't wait to see you back here again. We love you. And thank you for joining us online today. We pray that we'll see you soon. Amen. I want you to... are we still busy? I want to give the altar call for salvation before we go home, before we close the service. How many of you think it's important to do that? Amen. Amen. Are you finished, ushers? Everyone finished? Praise the Lord. Why don't you stand with me as we close in prayer? Come and stand up with me if you would. Just bow your head if you would. Just close your eyes. Because I never close the service without giving people the opportunity to make sure that all is right, that all is well between you and God. And if you're standing here this morning and you're not sure where you stand with God today, I want to pray for you. You know, the purpose of our church is to help you to know God, to help you to find freedom, to help you discover your purpose and make a difference. And all of those things happen when you receive Jesus into your life. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10 in verse 9, it says, if you will confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one can come to the Father except by me. Jesus is the only way. And if you are not sure where you stand with the Lord and you've never received Jesus into your life, I want to pray with you today. Let me ask you this question. If you were to die today, can you say that you know for sure? Can you say that you know without any doubt that you would go to heaven? Or would you have to be honest and say, Pastor Steve, if I died today, I hope I'd go to heaven. I do believe in God. I'm a member of such and such a church, but I'm not absolutely certain. I can't say that I know for sure that I will go to heaven. Well, listen, the good news is you can know that for sure. You can leave here today and you can know that all is right between you and God, that every mistake and every sin you ever committed in your life is forgiven and washed away. And you can know for certain when you die, heaven is where you're going to spend all of eternity. I want to pray for you. If you say, Pastor Steve, pray for me, include me in that prayer that you're about to pray. I want to make sure that all is right between me and God. Pray for me. Would you just lift your hand right now? Just lift your hand up high. I'm looking for hands. And if your hand is raised, then you're included in this prayer this morning. Thank you. Thank you. I see hands being raised. I want to ask you, please, say this prayer with me. If you lifted your hand, in fact, everybody say this prayer. If you're watching online, say this prayer. This is a prayer that changed my life. Say this. Say, dear God, I thank you that you love me so much that you sent your son Jesus to come to this earth, to die on a cross for me, to take my sin and my punishment. Lord, you said that if I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. And if I confess that He is Lord, You said I will be saved. I do this today. Say it. Say, I believe in my heart, Jesus, You are alive. Come into my life. Save me. I confess, Jesus, You're Lord of my life. From today, I'm going to live for You, Lord. Say this. Say, I thank You. Because I have received You, I am now saved. I am born again. I'm a child of God. God, You're my very own Father. I'm Your very own child. Heaven is my home. My name is written down in Your book of life. Thank You, Jesus. Amen. And everybody said amen. If you said that prayer, congratulations. I encourage you, get in a good Bible church. God bless you. We'll see you next week, everybody. We'll love you. We'll see you next week. Let's sing as we go. You are for us. You are not against. Champion of heaven.
Washes over me, for You are ours. You are not against us. Champion of heaven, You made a way for us.